You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Remember the, I got some news for nerd stuff for you. Do you remember the big, how old were you in the Y2K? You were about, you would have been 20
yep.
when Y2K happened.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Because you turned 20 at the end of 99. And there was that whole scare, right? That when the clock rolled over to 2000, everything was going to go bonkers and it didn't really work out that way. Well, now we got something similar going on with various Hondas and Acuras. They have like a little mini Y2K issue. When New Year's struck, the clocks inside a whole bunch of Hondas and Acuras switched to 2002.
Yeah.
And they can't get them to go back. In other words, there's not a fix for this right now. Honda's saying, listen, we're aware of the issue. It's definitely not permanent. They feel like it will correct itself when August rolls around for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Jeremy, they are working to try to find a fix for it.
Hopefully you're not using your Honda to keep up to speed on what year it is.
They know the cause of the glitch. They say software engineers think it has to do with how time is coded in GPS devices.
Of course.
And every 20 years, a GPS clock needs to roll over.
You got to update those things.
And these clocks didn't do that. The very cool news for nerd stuff about automobiles, though, has to do with BMWs. They have unveiled this new concept car. You and I were supposed to go to the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas.
I know.
COVID
put the kibosh
going
on that. God, I'm dying to go to that. I would love
the,
to.
We keep saying every year that your boys are going to go do the show,
man,
from the Consumer Electronics Show. Anyway, BMW's there. They unveiled this concept car. Get a load of this. You don't like the color of your car? You feel like something different?
Yeah.
Push a button and your car will change colors.
I posted the video of this on our Facebook. It's pretty darn cool. It's really neat. Same technology from like Kindle, like e-readers and stuff, right? Something
correct.
Like that.
Say it's like a digital paper type of software. And the thing
how
is,
that
I thought
up.
Before I saw the video, I thought, how good will it really look? It looks damn good.
It looks great, yeah. It's going to be great for thieves and bank robbers.
I was thinking about
get away
that.
And change the color of your car.
Yeah.
Avoid photo radar.
Wow.
That wasn't me. I'm driving a white car. I don't know who that was.
And then the last news for nerd story I've got for you. Check out the video. Jeremy posted
it's
on
neat.
Our Facebook
it's
page,
really
so take a look. The last news for nerd story has to do with dogs and their sniffing abilities. They now have trained a bunch of dogs to sniff out COVID.
Yeah.
They can actually find the virus. So they are deploying these dogs in a bunch of different states, including in schools. And what the dogs do, they don't find it in people. They find it on surfaces and things. So the dog will be walking around the school. When he finds it, he sits down.
Found it!
And that's the signal to the handler to come over, and they do massive cleaning in that area.
Can the dog get COVID, though? Dogs can get COVID. So they got to quarantine the dog.
Okay, you just ruined the story.
Ruined the story. So essentially, they're giving these dogs COVID.
Then they clean the surfaces, and then the dog goes off to sniff out COVID somewhere else.
Huh.
It made me wonder. Remember I told you I was going through the Atlanta airport a few months ago, and there were the dogs that they were walking up and down past people?
Yeah.
And I thought they were bomb-sniffing dogs. But now I'm starting to wonder if they were COVID-sniffing dogs.
Could have been.
Hmm.
Dog would have stopped at me because I'm the bomb, Dom.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Stupid.
What else is trying to...
All the numbers now are coming out for the Marshall Fire as far as damage reports. They're estimating about $513 million in damage right now. They say between homes and businesses, 1,091 homes destroyed and businesses. 179 were damaged, according to the latest estimates. And then they trickle down into different areas. Louisville, 550 homes. Superior, 378. Unincorporated Boulder County, 156. And just the numbers just keep ticking up, up, up. So... it's going to be a lot of money.
Sounds low to me.
I thought so, too, for that many structures.
When you're talking about almost 1,100 homes.
That's a lot.
At Colorado home prices?
I know, right?
I think this is going to tick up over $1 billion pretty quickly.
I think you're
That's
right.
That's what
and
I think.
I think it'll affect all of our insurance rates. Probably.
Fire.
It'll infect every,
absolutely.
All of our rates.
Your insurance is going to be going up no matter where you live.
So sad. The whole thing's just horrible. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of money to fix all those houses and rebuild. On a lighter note, today is National Pass Gas Day, so be loud and proud about it. This poll says about 16% of people are proud of their toots. And they always admit they're the one who dealt it. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I have friends like that that are just free-flowing when it comes to that. That's not me. It's up there with the spitting. It's rude. I don't like doing that.
The only time I've
Dom,
ever been
though.
Anything... The only time I've ever been that way was with you when you started working as a young buck in our little production room.
Dom would hit me with a toot every now and then.
And that was
good
that's
guy.
The only you're the only person I've ever done that.
It's so funny. Well, I feel honored. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of gas, Taco Bell has now officially launched its $10 monthly subscription service nationwide called the Taco Lovers Pass. It's $10 a month, and you're eligible for one free taco every day. Soft taco, spicy taco, crunchy, whatever. Let's see. Individual tacos usually cost $1.39 to $2.39. So you're going to have to go between 3 to 7 times every month to break even. That's easy.
Sure.
One taco a day. You can go every day of the week, and you're going to break even.
Yeah,
no
if it's
problem.
On your way home.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. I kind of like that. Betty White is being honored as the Amazing Woman of the Month by the Girl Scouts of New Jersey and all the troops across the country, it sounds like. You get to earn a little Betty White patch to put on your sash. To earn the patches, little scouts first learn about her life and what made Betty so groundbreaking. Then they have to build a pretend TV, create their own game show. They have to be advocates for animals and learn how to get along with others. And if you successfully complete all those, you get a little Betty White patch. And I saw the patch. It's kind of cute.
I like it. They should call it the Betty Badge.
The Betty Badge. I love it. This might be a show topic eventually. It's going around TikTok right now where influencers are talking about their, quote, pretty privilege, PP, meaning all the stuff that lands in your lap just because you're attractive. This story here says a lot of them are just using it as an excuse to humble brag about all the pretty privilege items that they get, like free concert tickets,
sorry for pretty people.
Uber rides, a lot of free drinks. Do we have pretty privilege? I don't think so. Either one of us?
I don't.
Well, it's funny. This next story here is talking about the average guy. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think you land? Mm-hmm. The average dude is saying, I'm a 5.9 out of 10.
See, I think I would give myself a 6. So I think I'm the average guy.
Oh, no, no, no. You're a 3. No.
Let's do clickbait.
Let's do it.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our page, Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You thought I was going to say 7 or 8. This is a video I posted for animal lovers this morning. It's supposedly the best I love you a dog has ever said. The I love you.
Fake.
And I don't think it's the best one. But anyway, it's making the rounds.
I love you.
On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.